So I can't tell if a cabinet is tilted until things start rolling off of it, but my wife works in design, and so design blogs and magazines show up in our home. And if you follow these things at all, you know that the Scandinavian concept of hygge has become a thing. It's a word that usually gets translated as cozy, and the pictures you see in these magazines are, you know, a lot of shearling blankets draped just so in front of a fire, but hygge isn't just a design trend. It's a way of life. And the Danish food writer Trine Hahnemann likes to translate it more as lived in and intimate. And she relates that to food, to setting a summer table with things like parsley stuffed roast chicken with a splash of cream, or by using simple spices that sing one at a time. And with midsummer on its way, our contributor Shauna Seaver talked with Trine to learn how to get into the hygge spirit.
Trine Hahnemann, such a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you so much for having me on the program.
Now, Trine, this concept of hygge has become a bit of a buzzword, and it seems to be sort of a you know it when you see it or feel it type of thing. But can you tell us how the word is used in Denmark and how important it is to Scandinavian culture?
Yes, I mean, it's a word we use all the time, like you in America use nice, but we describe things we do as hygge or hyggeligt all the time. So it's embedded in our culture and everyday life in a very profound way. And it goes for all of Scandinavia, but the Danes are probably the ones who use the word the most. And we aim to have it hyggeligt all the time, the more the better.
And how do you do that at home?
First of all, our home is very important to us, so we try to make it hyggeligt. And you can say it's the biggest compliment anybody can give you is if they say your home is hyggeligt. And it's not about expensive furniture or paintings and all of that. It's about an atmosphere that it feels like somebody lived there. So candles, flowers, cushions, you know, all the little things that makes a house look lived in. So it's a little bit in contrast to the modern Danish design where it's very clean. That is not always hyggeligt, which is a interesting paradox.
Now, how does food fit into creating the perfect hygge experience?
The food is important because this is the way we greet each other. In Scandinavia, we don't say to each other like you do in America, how are you? I'm fine. If somebody asks you in Scandinavia how you are, you're actually going to answer, and it can be long, you know. We will, first of all, offer people something to drink and eat right away, actually before we ask them anything else. Would you like coffee, wine, tea? Could I give you anything to eat? That's kind of how we start any conversation. So right there already, you've created a moment where you can have a good time together. Because I think hygge is all about creating these atmospheres and breaks and little moments all through the day. It's about finding the little pause here and there where you can create some kind of intimacy, I would say.
Now, you mentioned that hygge is for all seasons. So how does hygge fit into the spring and the summer months in Scandinavia as the days grow longer?
I mean, with season, we don't only think about produce, but also the weather and the light. So when the day starts not to be so dark, we will move more outside. But you also, you know, for dinner, you eat a lot of spring things and you will still lit the candles. You know, we do that all year round. And you set the table probably in a bit lighter colors. And a lot of wonderful vegetables have arrived. You know, you've been eating root vegetables and cabbage for months. So you're so looking forward to the spring vegetables, which is like radishes and asparagus. And then we move into later spring, early summer. And then new potatoes come. And new potatoes is like one of the best things in Scandinavia. I think we have some of the best potatoes in the world. So that is like a celebration. And you either cook them and serve them butter or dill, or you make in the book, a wonderful salad, which is a kind of traditional, but I changed it a little bit, where you put vinegar and oil on the warm potatoes so they, you know, kind of suck up all the flavors from the dressing. And then for dinner, one of my favorite things, and grandmother in Danish is mormor, so it's my mormor's chicken recipe. And it's just a chicken stuffed with parsley and roasted, really crispy skin. And then you serve it with like a sweet and sour cucumber salad and new potatoes. And my grandmother would always do it in a big black pot, you know, like a roasting pot. And then you'd have a bit of juice and a bit of fat, and she would pour that into another little pot and then just cream into it and salt and pepper. And we called it a separated sauce because it doesn't really always stick together. The fat will always be a little bit on top. And that's, for me, like the perfect Scandinavian summer dinner.
So let's say we want to bring this concept of hygge into our homes more regularly, and we really want to build a pantry that would support this. So what are your go-to staples?
Oh, salt and pepper, of course. And good pepper. I'm talking about really tasty black pepper and a very nice grinder, because you always finish Scandinavian cooking up most of the dishes with a little bit of black pepper. And you have to have a little tree with bay leaves, because there's a lot of dishes with bay leaves then. And then, of course, vinegars. You know, the more different flavored vinegars you have, the more exciting dressings you can make. Good olive oil, even though olive oil doesn't grow in Scandinavia, we've gotten used to it and we can't live without it anymore. And then, of course, butter. You've got to have butter. It's very important, especially for when you have all these summer cabbages, to fry some of them in a little bit of butter and then salt and pepper and a little bit of nutmeg on top. That's it. With new potatoes, I don't actually need much more than that on a June night. And then, of course, we also use spices like cardamom and coriander and juniper berry and things like that. But we use them more one at a time. We do a lot of pickle in June, July and August, and we use the spices for that. And it's interesting, nutmeg is a very important spice in the Scandinavian kitchen, but also in a lot of sauces, just to finish it off.
Well, that all sounds delicious. I'm ready to book a ticket to Denmark right now.
Good.
Thank you so much, Trina. It was great talking with you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Trina Hahnemann is a chef in Copenhagen and author of the book Scandinavian Comfort Food. Shauna Seaver blogs at The Next Door Baker. And Trina left us with those recipes she talked about: her grandmother's roast chicken with separated gravy, sweet and sour cucumbers, and classic potato salad. And you can find them at splendidtable.org.